All right, so this, we're not looking for a theme. We're just schmoozing.
Yeah.
Just talking. Just two people in a car talking.
It's kind of our brand anyway, but...
yeah.
Do you remember you and Mom got me Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro for my birthday a couple of years ago?
I remember the book, and I... Okay, I'm glad we did.
I read it a while ago, and then I foolishly lent it to somebody who eventually ghosted me. So...
Ooh.
So you're
asking for another copy, or...
No, I already purchased myself
another copy. Oh, wow.
Secondhand.
Nice.
So I'm rereading it right now, which is why I bring it up.
Episode 28, Evanescence, etc. On this ride, your hosts Steve and Mal hurtle from point A to point B while metaphorically visiting Heraclitus's river. You know, the one you can't step in twice? Strap in for the ride to Redacted. Listeners, please be advised there are occasional cuss words in these episodes. So now you know.
First time I had that lucid feeling of you can't read this book the first time again, you know, you'll never have the same, that you can't,
right,
you can't stand in the same river twice, you can't read this book for the first time twice,
right?
And it's sad because it was such a mind-blowing experience, but I'm glad I got to have that, and I'm glad that even reading it again I get to, you know, at least experience the story again, even if all of the twists and turns are, you know, laid bare to me already.
About not being able to step in the same river twice. If you said to, and while you were talking, I remembered the name Heraclitus, the, you know, not same river twice guy.
Yeah. The guy with the river.
Doc Tom.
The river fetish.
If you were to say to Heraclitus... wittily, you can't read a book for the first time twice. I'm pretty sure I know what he would have said.
What?
What's a book?
Yeah, fair.
A, what's a book? And B, absolutely.
Epic. You know, an epic. Yeah. I don't know. There's a strong oral tradition there, and so...
I don't know. Whatever. My mother... who's always loved movies, I think has pretty much never watched a movie twice, speaking of Heraclitus. She just doesn't do that.
I once recommended a book to Cousin Icky, and she read it, and then she gave me the copy that she bought of it, and I was like, you don't want to read it again? Ever? Ever? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay.
So Mom discovered a thing in Cousin Nikki's papers.
Yeah.
Recently. Did she tell you this?
Mm-mm.
It was on, you know, very old sort of school lined paper of the type they would give young grade schoolers. In a penciled hand, with very sort of good looping, extremely large penmanship. Obviously learn from, like, this is how you make a lowercase f and that sort of thing, was a long thing that Cousin Nikki had written as a young girl, kind of had asked about the tooth fairy and was told that it was sort of a myth. And it's sort of angry about, like, why did people lie to me about the tooth fairy, with misspellings and stuff, but already, you know, showing sort of a great flair for writing at a very young age, and with a highly critical attitude. Like, don't do this to me.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's even more than like a photo of somebody when they were young. It like brings you back. It's like time travel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, okay, we're not worrying about theme. So yeah. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, I mean,
we can ramble.
Yeah. I'm bringing a few books home right now.
Okay.
As
we speak.
Yeah. I wanted to bring my copy of Fight Club. You know, it's dense with pleasurable reading material. It's enjoyable after the first time, but the twists are known to you after the first time, and sometimes that even makes the reading of that book in particular better, because you can see all the foreshadowing, you can see how things are set up, and it's not as mysterious about the twists as the movie is, but, you know, it's still...
Who wrote Fight Club?
Chuck Palahniuk.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't know, I think there's something there, I think, relating to the... I mean, we're not doing a theme.
Right, don't worry about it.
But relating to the, like...
Sometimes theme happens.
You can't...
Yeah.
...stand in the same river twice.
Had we been looking for a theme... I mean, this was on my mind, and it's in the thing I gave you.
Yeah.
My remembrance of... Which I cleverly entitled Remembering Rich Rath. Notice the alliteration there.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, the theme of evanescence comes up there.
Uh-huh.
Which is relevant.
And what is evanescence if not a band, a musical artist from the early 2000s?
Yeah. They were, you know, ironically enough, they were really well known. And now they're virtually unheard of. They should have picked a different name.
Is that what it means? Is that what the word means?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah. There is an actual musical artist called Evanescence.
Is there?
Yes.
Yeah, so the word evanescent. Evanescent means, you know, here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever. That kind of thing.
That may
in the life of a man, his time is but a moment. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Same river twice, not so much.
Sure.
Different river, fine.
Yeah.
But you don't mind the river changing.
Well, the man changes too. I think that's part of it.
That
you can't stand in the same river twice because it's a different you also.
Right, okay, but... Here's the thing about the river, anyway.
Same river, new phone.
Same river, new person, but if you think of the person as a sort of river, then maybe it's the same person.
What was
you
that?
You just have to change your idea of what a person is.
Yeah.
Work on that. Get back to me. I'll need the essay in 4 days.
What was the name of that film company, whatever, production company?
Oh, Still River Films.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably no longer extant. I probably could, like, take
Evanescent.
It over. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What was it that you said about Nietzsche?
Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Eternal
Nietzsche. Recurrence is a thing of
right.
Nietzsche's.
So, I mean, I was listening to everything you just said, but I wanted to also chime in that... for my money, and it wasn't my money, it was my parents' money, but the best thing about Yale, which I may have mentioned, I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to kind of meeting your mom that way.
Sure.
Although after the fact.
Well, the eternal recurrence, you met her again 9 years later.
Yeah, okay. Good callback. No theme, though.
No
Don't worry about it.
Oops, all themes.
Oops, what?
Oops, all themes.
Yeah.
It's like a Captain Crunch cereal that they released where it was like, oops, all berries.
Okay.
Where it was none of the little crunch things.
Thank you. I didn't get the Captain Crunch reference. I'm a little weak on my Captain Crunch references.
You gotta have a pretty solid grounding in Captain Crunch if you want to make it in this industry.
Thanks for the mentorship right there.
You know your Count Chocula's?
Yeah, I'm a little weak on a lot of the...
expect your paper in 4 days.
Fair enough. Story-themed cereals. I was like a cornflakes guy.
Cornflakes has a great history.
Does it?
Yes, it
does.
Oh,
God.
The Kellogg brothers, there are two brothers. They were like Puritans. And one was like, we need to make a cereal that discourages people from masturbating so plain and disgusting. This is true. You can look this up. And then the other one was like, but what if we made it taste a little better by putting sugar in it? And he was like, that is literally the opposite of what we want. We want a disgusting cereal. So they made a paste and they baked it and it curled up into these little flakes. It's corn paste. There was a huge schism in the Kellogg family because one of them wanted to put sugar in the cereal and the other didn't. And the one who put sugar in it won. And that's why the cereal has survived, because it doesn't taste anti-masturbatory.
Okay. I'm not even going to...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The short history. Again. 4 days.
How did we get on that? All right, fine. Oh, it was
I said, oops, all themes.
No, it was Nietzsche.
Yeah.
So what I was... okay. What I was starting to say before I was so delightfully interrupted was that for my money, which wasn't my money, the best thing about Yale was the graffiti in the bathrooms. And one of... there might have been two or three, but they were just... it's like, whoa, I am so glad I'm sitting in this... stall. One was Nietzsche is peachy, but Sartre is Fartre.
Okay.
And I just felt like you're not going to get that, you know.
At a non-Ivy League school?
At your community college. Come on. That's not happening there. Your state school.
I'm going to steal that for a piece of writing.
Okay. Well, I mean, graffiti, if there were a theme, which there's not, because, you know, fuck the theme.
Why is that car so aggressively riding that other car's ass?
Oh, the one over there?
Yeah.
Interesting that you would pick that out. I mean, everybody's fairly close, but I do see what you mean.
It almost looks like they're following them, and they don't want anyone to get between them.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. It's called tailgating,
young Mal. I know that it's called tailgating.
Tailgating happening right here.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've mouthed off about it. It's my go-to pet peeve.
I know. It's one of the OG, the Steve's Peeves classic flavor.
OG came up
original
today
flavor.
In our little gathering there for Aunt Rusty.
Yeah, somebody
shout
said
out,
it.
75th birthday. And Rusty reminded us of the med students, Rusty being a doctor.
Oh, yes.
Mnemonic for the organs of the face, Teon, two eyes, one nose, and then second day of class,
OG,
one gallbladder.
Yes. Well, okay, so silly, haha, but significant, because out of the organs of the body, the external organs mostly, but other organs too.
Right.
They're only one of some things.
That's true.
There are two kidneys, two lungs.
But one liver.
One liver, one heart, one stomach.
Right.
Two intestines.
Really?
Well, there's
a large and
a small. They're connected, but...
I wonder if the large looks down on the small.
I mean, literally, it does a little bit.
Yeah.
One nose, one mouth, like... you know, there's two eyes, two ears. Two nostrils, two eyebrows. Most of that is because symmetry is good for, like, keeping the balance and stuff.
Symmetry is good for some things.
It's also,
but
it
not
also
for
means
everything.
Often you have a backup if you need one. So you have two kidneys.
Right.
And we know that people can get by on one kidney. It's not ideal, but.
My cousin Ken, I think, donated a kidney to. Possibly his brother? You would think I would know.
Well, considering his brothers are also your cousins.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's only the one kidney in the in the Cousin Kenny.
Okay.
A little alliteration there, at least sonically.
Yeah.
If not phonetically, or, I mean, whatever, orthographically. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Kidneys.
Kidneys.
We've moved from gallbladders to kidneys. I think what doctors have to do, and med students, it's tough, so, you know, must be stressful.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
Humor is a coping mechanism, probably.
Yeah. They're being stress tested.
But, yeah, some of it's pretty awful. I remember my pre-med roommates hearing about their jokes. They were like, oh, all right, so don't become a patient.
Yes. Yeah.
That's one takeaway.
Well, I think that's most people's, like, goal.
Yeah,
really
want
to try not to do that.
Yeah, most people, except for your hypochondriacs.
Yeah, I guess so. I, very, very recently, within the last few weeks, have started thinking seriously about going back to school, which is an idea that I've played with for a long time, mm-hmm. but I've never really known what I would want to go into because there's so many interests of mine that could potentially become careers, and the idea of committing to one, choosing one over the other, is not something I take lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been thinking a lot about the fact that I really like working with kids and thinking about child therapy or child psychology.
Uh-huh. Cool. I think of all those lucky future kids.
Yeah.
That probably don't exist yet, but...
That's a good fucking point.
Right. Speaking of, River,
yeah.
Future...
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You can't step in the same kid twice.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll say this. I have basically an identical sense of humor to you.
Oh, dear.
One of my close loved ones recently has suggested that all I need are a pair of white Nike New Balances in that, you know, my jokes are dad jokes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was his
the
response.
Official dad footwear.
Correct. And
I mean, we are sponsored, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. A lucrative contract.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
We have an identical sense of humor, which is why we get along so well. Is because I laugh at your jokes and you laugh at my jokes.
Yeah,
we both know that they're jokes and also can see why they're funny. That's not my experience with everybody. Not everybody can tell when I'm joking.
Right.
Not everybody picks up on like, you know, what's funny about what I'm saying. And like, I would understand if there are other people who meet you and have the same experience of just like, what's this guy's fucking deal?
At the risk of sounding sickeningly sycophantic.
Yeah.
I have to respectfully disagree. I think you have a way better sense of humor than I do, my dude. I mean, I would be happy to trade you, but I would feel guilty, though, because you'd be downgraded while I would be upgraded. That's almost Shakespearean, but not quite.
Not quite.
Yeah.
So for not having a theme, we sure as fuck
had a theme. No, I mean, if...
That kid is in a full hazmat suit, rain jumpsuit thing.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Hazmat.
It was yellow and everything.
Hazmat.
It had a hood. He was only missing a faceplate.
I don't think you'd want to name your kid Hazmat.
Probably not, but
although
maybe a dog.
It could be. Yeah, maybe.
It would have to be a lab.
Ouch. Yeah, I see what you mean about the dad. That's more dad than I think I can even
mail.
Manage. Yeah. The New Balance Award goes to Mom. On this ride. So thank God I want to reveal that before we started out, we vowed the only way we were going to record our talk today, because we were thinking of not doing it, was if we did not, if I remember your proposal, did not look for a theme.
Yeah.
Because what could kill spontaneity and fun more than that?
Right.
And yet,
I'm glad we were recording.
Well, the thing is, you know, you might be tempted to think that evanescence or something like that, or recurrence,
yeah,
or both, were one or more themes. But you'd be wrong, because there is no theme. Get out of here with your theme obsession. Oh, you have to have a theme. Even though we did advertise in episode one,
mm-hmm,
that there, we were searching for a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Are we doing another three-pointer?
Yeah, let's do it. Go for it, dude. It's okay.
I think your puppet went through the wash one too many times.
Yeah.
They're getting kind of scrunglier.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I would do Piggy if I could, but I can't.
That's a nice color.
Thank you. You weren't being sarcastic, were you?
No, that car was a nice color.
Okay, it's very, very Miami Beach.
Yes.
Palm Beach, Miami Beach.
Palm Springs.
Yeah, well then.
Sheen.
Oh my God, almost sheen.
Yes.
Almost sheen-like.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to pop the trunk.
All right, should we stop the recording?
Possibly.
All right.
Kala.
I love you.
Kala, well, I love you too.
Get home safe.
Thanks a lot.
Handshake.
And you as well.
River, new phone.